Waiting for them to start the recording.
The recording has begun, sir. You may begin.
Okay. Remember, the meeting is recorded and transcribed. I think everybody knows that. I did send out a few revisions to the agenda, and I've made a few since then as well that I don't think are problematic. But anyway, just to let you know, there's a few others that I've added in that came to mind after I sent that out this morning. Let me start off by thanking everybody for all the work, because I know this has been a lot of time that all of you are volunteering for, and especially as we wrap it up here, it's been really tough. So my thanks and appreciation for that.
Excuse me, Greg Shatton joins.
Greg, weren't you with us before?
I fell off.
Oh, okay. That's why I was wondering. Wasn't I talking to you before? Okay. Welcome back. Remember to, if you're using a speakerphone, to use the handset when you're
Sorry.
Speaking. So I wasn't saying that to you, Greg. This is my general instructions at the beginning. Okay, for everybody. Any problems with the agenda? Any questions, comments? Okay. Now we have a lot to cover, and what I want you to do, if you have the agenda in front of you, is move to agenda item 6. So that everybody has the proper context of what we need to get done today. And you'll understand why I will push a certain direction on certain things today. I'm going to take the action item of distributing a final working group report to the list not later than close of business Pacific time on Wednesday. Okay? That's kind of a target that we all need to keep in mind, and one that I will have to do kind of last minute.
Mr. Chairman, you've got that Tuesday the 14th of March.
I've changed it to, and I guess it was in my later version. It's going to be, I thought the one I sent
okay,
this morning.
Okay, fine. Good, got it.
Did you look at the one I sent this morning?
No, I just got the printed at the other one. Fine, 15th of March, great.
No, 14th of March.
It is the 14th.
Right. Yeah, it should be Wednesday, the 14th of March, close
of
business.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And which means I need I'm going to be working on that after I get all the information from the rest of you. Kim Denton will be editing the full working group report and tracking any changes he makes, editorial changes he makes. He's not going to be dealing with content unless he sees something that the working group didn't agree to, something like that, which I don't think will happen. He's going to do all of that by noon Eastern Daylight Time. He's going to edit, I think you already have maybe, I don't know, the draft that I sent around a week or so ago on that report, so that none of you need to worry about that so much, but he's going to get me any edits that he has to the base report without the individual reports in there by noon tomorrow, and he will track any changes, et cetera. He is going to review all of your reports, ensuring common format, editorial quality, et cetera, and use the tracking function to highlight any things that he changes. Send those edited versions to the list as soon as possible. In other words, don't wait for all of them, Tim, but as soon as you get one done, send it to the list. And it's the responsibility of the subgroup members to take a look at what he's done and make sure that there are no problems with that. And that all needs to be done, at least on Tim's part, by noon Wednesday the 14th, okay, that then will give me everything I need to put the final draft report from the whole group together the rest of the day on Wednesday and send it out to you by close of business on Wednesday. Now, there may only be one report that's totally finished after today, okay? For all of the rest, this will be your tasks with the time time frames I'm going to give you here. You know, accept any changes that have been made to date, and then use the tracking function in Word to make any final actions. When we go through each one, especially the recommendations today, we're going to either agree to some things or whatever, some changes. All you're going to need to do between now or this meeting and tomorrow close of business is to edit your reports, probably the recommendations portions of the report, to correspond with what we talk about today. And then prior to the meeting on Thursday, which means you'll have to do it probably early Thursday morning because we have an earlier meeting. Remember, it starts at noon Eastern time, 1600, I think, UTC. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Glenn, because I'm not looking at it right now. But you do your best to review the full report before our meeting on Thursday. Our main agenda item on Thursday is to approve the final report. So, and that can include some edits, and it also can include some last-minute edits with regard to the individual reports, because there is a chance that some of them may not get in. But no substantial changes to the recommendations, because we have to have a full working group input on that. So. Thursday's too late to consider the recommendations. It's just tweaking them so that we've agreed that what we're reporting. So that would be the last opportunity to talk about any edits that Tim may have made in going through the reports as well. Now, let me stop, because it's really important that everybody understand the time frame, because it is the context as to, you know, that will be behind what we're doing today. Okay. Then, so with that in mind, then let's go to the flipping back to the front of the agenda. Let's go to the tag names report. Now, I sent that out earlier in the weekend. If you have that in front of you, it's very easy to see the changes that were made. You only need to go to the recommendations section, and I made those. I don't think they're substantial. One of them, using the word must, was important for the sake of making it easy for Liz Williams to be able to cut and paste the recommendations into the new TLD PDC. And the other one, I just kind of changed the order of a suggestion by Aubrey, so I think I thought it flowed better. Are there any questions or comments on the changes that were made in that report?
Chuck, it's Tim Denton.
Yes.
In relation to the recommendation, when you mean without standardization activity, as you quoted, does that mean in the absence of standardization activity?
Yeah, that might actually be a better way to say it. Aubrey, what do you think about that?
I was going to say something.
Because that's the edit I made and sent back to you just now.
Right.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to look at that.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
I did see that it came in. Let me capture that one real quickly. So it will say, and everybody just, you know, okay, so in the absence of instead of without, okay, in the absence of standardization activity. That's very good. Okay. And let me get it down here as well. It's in two places, right, Tim?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I like that a lot. I was struggling a little bit with that wording, but I didn't take the time to try and come up with better. I appreciate that very much.
I have other fiddles, but I sent them to you, and they aren't policy fiddles.
Yeah, no, don't worry about those now. I'll get those in there. Any other questions or comments on this one? Any objections to approving this one with the edits that were just made? Okay. We've got one done, guys. Only seven to go. Thank you. All right. Now, going on then to the Nick, who is www for registry operations, that Tim just sent a few minutes ago. Let's take a look at that. And Tim, I am assuming that we only really need to look at the recommendations section. Is that right?
That's correct.
No changes in the rest of it?
Let me get those. Hold on. No. Second, I'm just getting it.
What, excuse me?
For some reason, I shut the file. Okay, here it is, yes. The, as I said, the basic thing was to finally place the rather irrelevant discussion of HTML, HTTP, and HTTPS in the IANA and ICANN, and just note that it had been removed. And there's no changes of recommendation.
Okay, so your recommendations for the whole group consideration is that they that Nick and Who Is and www remain
reserved.
Remain reserved at the top level.
Yes.
Okay.
Remain reserved at the second, and as relevant, remain reserved at the third.
And that's all for ASCII.
That's all for ASCII. As regards IDN, I used the formulation that Mr. Karp suggested. On the assumption that they would remain reserved, the names should be kept as integral designators without translation.
Now, to me, that's not at all clear. And it's probably no fault of yours because you were using something that Kerry said, but do other people in the group find that one to explain what we're doing?
Yeah, this is Aubrey. I'd have a question, too. Does that mean with transliteration, without transliteration? I really don't know what it means.
I think we need to be now, Tim. In fact, let me just pull up your other report by printer.
Well, the main thing is to understand what you mean by transliteration, so I can attempt to see whether Kerry Karp. But basically, I was getting the what I got out of that, and what we discussed previously in relation to that was that they just would not be translated; they would simply be kept as. What they are, the Latin letters Nick, Who Is, and www. There would no attempt to make to translate them into any other languages or formats.
In other words, they wouldn't turn into a Hebrew vav vav vav. They'd still be a www.
Yes.
So isn't what we're recommending here basically that IDN versions of these three strings would not be reserved.
IDN versions of these strings would not be reserved.
That's correct, right?
Correct.
Isn't that a lot more direct than what's there?
Well, of course, but I thought we were, you know, last time we were talking about it, we were using Kerry Karp's formulation.
Well,
this is fine.
No.
This is fine to change it. So what you would suggest then is, say again?
That IDN versions of these strings not be reserved.
This is Aubrey. There may be a complication.
Go ahead.
Okay. I I'm not clear, and this is from the IDN group, so anybody that's more officially a liaison or something from the IDN want a group may bring it up. But there are cases, it seems, within the IDN group that they are talking about the introduction of or the inclusion in a single label of ASCII. Of LDH characters. Now, in the case that LDH characters are included as possible characters within an IDN, then I'm not sure what we're saying. But it's a complication. I'm not saying I understand how it affects us one way or the other. It's just that a presumption I've had has sort of been pushed aside that there are pure script labels. But now I've been given to understood that that's not fully accepted and that there may be exceptions or multiple script labels or some other word for labels that contain characters from different scripts or from the LDH set.
Okay, but Avery, let's think about the terms of practicality. If we make some recommendation that isn't completely up to date with some IDN working group and things, we have at least said something clearly that can be expressed in plain English, IDN versions of these strings not be reserved. And people, I think, to some extent will understand that. And, you know, if the IDN groups have other and different views, that's fine, but they can at least weigh in on this, and at least we have been clear. It seems that, you know, the kind of formulation that you were talking about was not something that could be, easily expressed. You're not entirely clear what it might be, and we got both from Ram and from carry carp, that these things not be reserved. So I don't really know what.
Well, there may be a way to deal with Aubrey's concern, but let me get a little more clarity from her. Aubrey, and is there a chance? Do you think there's a chance that whatever this is would relate to these three strings? Nick, who is, and dub dub dub. Considering that they're not words, they're special names like who is, or abbreviations like Nick and dub dub dub.
I guess I want to say two things. One, I have absolutely no problem with not reserving these in IDNs. In fact, I have no problem with not reserving them anywhere. However, I do think that there could be a complication in IDN. So I'm arguing a complication that is actually counter to the position. I just want to make sure we cover everything.
Okay, good.
Well,
that's where the compromise, I think, Tim, we could simply state that recommendation as just repeated by Aubrey with the assumption that, all of our recommendations are subject to things that are found out technically later on. So whether or not we need to state it or not, but we could probably put a little qualifier on it if you think that's helpful, Aubrey.
Ram Mohan said, also agreed that they should not be reserved in foreign languages or scripts.
Right.
Don't try to translate them, he said, referring to the acronyms.
Right, and I understand that. That's why I suggested the simpler language. I'm just asking, Aubrey, do you think it's useful to put a qualifier in there, assuming that no technical developments occur to the contrary, or is it even necessary at this point? I don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah, I brought up the issue because I think there's an issue. I wouldn't know what we need to add. I just wanted to make sure people were aware of the possible issue.
Okay.
Chuck,
okay.
This is Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
A comment, not so much about the recommendations, just the wording in Section 2 regarding the role. If I can, this is just a proposed wording. I just want to sort of put it out there. The rationale for the reservation of these names, for use by the registry operator is based upon longstanding and well-established use of these strings by registry operators, both GTLDs and CCTLDs, in connection with normal registry operations. Now, the reason that I think that is important to note is when we get to the ICANN and the IANA names, where I have significant reservations about why those reservations exist, I don't have those concerns in connection with these names because there's long-standing and well-established use of these strings by GTLD and CCTLD operators. And I think that is important to note in this section for why we're reserving them. Because whenever we take a string and pull it out of use, there needs to be a basis for why we are taking that action. And I don't think we've really articulated that here. We just said they should just be used for the registry operators. I think we need to provide a little more depth.
Okay, Mike, can you again state, in other words, you're suggesting language that would be different than what's in it now for role. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I didn't have a problem with his formula.
I want him to read it one more time.
What I could do is I'll just send it to the list.
But I do want you to read it one more time,
sure.
Because I'd like to finalize this report on the call.
Okay.
So, and not later. So if you would read it, I do want you to send it to the list.
And I will read it.
Read it one more time, please.
The rationale for the reservation of these names for use by registry operators is based upon long-standing and well-established use of these strings by registry operators, both GTLD and CCTLD, in connection with normal registry operations.
Okay. Now, does anybody have any questions or comments or objections to that language? Okay, if you'll send it, Tim will incorporate that. And you already said, Tim, you're okay with that. It certainly sounds fine to me. But it's got to be our whole total decision. So very good. Thank you, thank you, Mike, for that.
Thank you, Chuck.
Now, is anybody, with regard to the IDN recommendations for this, is everyone okay with the language that they would not be reserved for IDNs? Any problems with that? Any questions? And that's true at all levels, right? The top,
all levels,
third. Yep. Okay. No problems with that. Now, then the last suggestion, Tim, for the report in finalizing it, keep in mind, and I'll communicate this to everybody so it'll affect all the reports, to the extent that we can word the recommendations in ways that they can be cut and pasted into the new GTLD report, it will greatly facilitate Liz's work, and that was one of the comments that she basically said in the email she sent in the last week, I think is when it was. So what I would suggest, instead of saying remain reserved, I'm at top ASCII, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually state the reservation requirement in and put must. Use the word must so that it's very clear in cases that, you know, obviously it's not our final decision. The council will look at this and ultimately it has to be approved by the board in any new TLD introduction, but I think that would be appropriate to use the word must there.
So Nick, who is, and www must remain reserved?
Or must be, you just need to say must be reserved for registry operations, okay? And you can, okay? In fact, our language maybe should be a little bit more precise than the language is sometimes in existing agreements. I note in some cases it's not a full reservation requirement, and so to the extent that we can improve on that, that's good. And follow that through on each one, rather than saying as above and everything. I think it'll make it real easy and real clear, and there won't be any less chances of confusion or people going up to the wrong thing above or something like that.
Then that would now read, Nick who is and www must be reserved for registry operations in each case.
Yes, that's my understanding, correct.
Fine.
And then similarly with the IDNs, it would flow down the same way. Any questions or comments on that? Now, you'll all get a chance to see Tim, once he makes these edits, he'll send it around to the list for everybody to take a look at and highlight just the changes that were made. So it'll be real easy to skim the report and see if you catch anything. And please respond on the list if you do, because the sooner we get them fixed, the less edits we'll have to make after our meeting on Thursday. So if you'll help us on that, that'd be great. Any other questions or comments on this category? Okay, two down. We're now on another one for Tim, which is the ICANN and IANA-related names. Okay, I have that in front of me. I hope some of the rest of you do as well. And we will do a... hold on a second. I want to do something here before I lose it. All right. The next, in that category then, again, Tim, is it correct that we can focus just on the recommendations? Have any other changes been made on the entire report?
The only final change was to finally, I hope, settle that the discussion of HTTP, HTTPS, and HTML are now finally here in this section, and we've looked at them and decided to not change the status, not reserve them, and so just that discussion.
Now, where are those in the report? Where is that discussion in the report? Is that up in the background?
That is up in background. It's the last section in background before number two, role.
Okay, I see it. A note on H. Okay, very good. Okay.
So rightly or wrongly, that we finally got them there rather than registry names and just said, okay, it was raised. They've been back and forth between the two documents, and now they're finally here, and I want to keep them here, and I want to basically we're going to do nothing about them.
Okay, and that's your recommendation. Okay,
yes.
Now, does anybody not have Tim's latest version of the report in front of them? So there's no need for him to read that edition in the background section. Okay, unless somebody wants it read, please say so. Now, because his suggestion is that we don't make a that we do not recommend that these additional strings be reserved, and so it won't come up in Section 3, does anyone have objection to that approach? okay with that?
So the question is, we're not objecting to HTTP, HTTPS, and HTML not being reserved. That's
correct.
That's your question.
That's correct. Sorry, I didn't word it very well.
Just.
That's all right. No,
speak now, or forever hold your peace. So.
Absolutely, that's what I want you to do. So, does anybody have a problem with that? In other words, we're not intending right now. If we approve this report, it will contain no recommendations on that. We'll have the commentary on it that we looked at it, but just leave it at that. Okay, I don't hear any objections. So now let's go.
Chuck, can I just, not to be difficult, one question. We've said our recommendations are in connection with reservations at the second level, but since Liz is looking for guidance regarding potential strings at the top level, are we going to opine on whether they should be reserved at the top level, or are we just at
the position is that that's interesting. Should that be considered differently? I really hadn't reflected on that. That's a good point, Mike.
Because if you recall, during the consultation, we were worried about certain strings that may have technical implications, .exe and stuff like that. It is possible at the top level. I'll defer to the experts, but I just want to know whether we are providing any guidance at the top level.
That's a good question. Let me open that up for the group discussions. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I would prefer that we not further complicate it by having a. This is in relation to HTTP and the other three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would prefer to just close that discussion and get it off the books.
Well, we can do that, but let's not do it too quickly. Let's make sure. Does anybody see any possible concerns of not reserving these three strings, HTTP, HTTPS, and HTML, at the top level?
I have a question.
Alvry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if we go on a notion that these things should be reserved at the top level, it would be on the basis that anything that can be the extension on a file name could be problematic. And I wouldn't think we'd want to go that far as to create a new class of reserved names. Now, I know .exe may stand out as so bad to people that live in a PC world that would be problematic. But I don't think we'd want to, and so therefore I would think that we wouldn't want to make such a statement about these three. Because I don't know what's different from these three than a .pdf, than a .xml, than a .sgml, than any number of possibilities I could come up with.
Good point. Any other thoughts on this? Okay.
I just want to let you know I have to hop off now.
Okay.
But I've been out of the office since Friday, so unfortunately I also haven't had a chance to look at what Caroline sent around.
Okay. Please, if you can send us anything, an email today on that, that would be helpful, because we're gonna. Does that mean we're not going to have anybody from that working group on this call?
We may not if Caroline and Mike aren't here, and I haven't seen anything from Mike on it either. I know that he's been out of the office, and he returns tomorrow.
Okay, well, let me tell you how we're going to proceed on that.
Okay.
We're going to have to, as a working group today, make some decisions, and it's probably going to be more work. It's going to be the recommendation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think that we all basically agreed on Section A, on the language that was, unless you made any drastic changes.
Weren't there, let's see, I've got that one. Hold on, I've got that one here. Let me grab it real quick if you've got just a couple minutes. Because it would really be nice to. Here we go. Okay, so on Section A.
I'm actually already late, so I have like 2 minutes.
Okay, all right. So, but there were three alternatives on Section A. So, what did you agree on?
I think we just agreed to include those.
Okay, so that's what you meant. Okay, and then jumping to Section B on registry specific names. Again, there were three alternatives. Was there no consent? That one's still kind of not done in terms of even the alternatives?
Yeah, we have not come to further agreement.
That's helpful.
I think part of it might just be that both Mike and I were out at the office.
Yeah, okay.
And then on Section C, I think that that Caroline seems to have captured things well. I do think that the suggestions A through D should be made at the contractual during the contractual period with sponsored TLDs. I think those things should be required, and you know, perhaps we should be recommending that, you know, another group be formed to deal with these issues.
No, to deal with what issues?
To deal with premium names further. I know that you felt like some of this went beyond the scope of our working group, and if that's, you know, the direction that we go, then I think that we should recommend that another working group look at it.
Okay, well, okay, that's helpful input, and...
But I do think that at a minimum, we should recommend that contractually at the time of, you know, that a sponsored TLD contract is proposed, that they include, you know, the proposed procedure for opposing reserve names and premium names.
Okay, good.
All those issues.
All right, that's helpful, and please watch look at the transcript or listen to the MP3 when it's up for this meeting, because we're going to go ahead as a working group and try and come to some conclusion on each one of those. Like I said, it may just be more work if that's the cleanest way to go, because
right.
we're down at a point where we just don't have time to continue to debate the thing. So
yeah, and I just think one reason there should be reasoning given as to why names are being reserved. Just that goes towards the issue of are these trademark terms that are being reserved, or are these, you know, why are these names being?
Well, the trademark issues are going to be handled separately, I think, but that's not the focus of this group because of it. There's a separate group working on that, but I don't think that's certainly not our task in doing that in this group.
No, but I think our task does include things like making the recommendation that at the time the contract is being negotiated and at the time that they're proposing what names are reserved as premium names, that they explain why those names are being reserved for the community.
Okay. All right. Anything else before you jump off?
Oh, that's all.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty. Bye.
Chuck, this is Mike. Based upon Avery's comments and as I think she articulated the potential dangerous precedent for extensions, I think I will, if you will, withdraw my previous comments and go with, if you will, Tim's thing about trying to sign this off.
Okay. In other words, by the way, I still think I'm very happy that you raised that question, because it's better that we have discussed it at least than to not discussed it. So that's okay. So you're comfortable with not putting anything in there about these three strings, the HT, et cetera, strings that with regard to recommendations?
I agree with the recommendations with the second level. The silence with regard to top level, I think, that's something I think could just, if you will, be worked out at a later date in connection with the new RFP. But as I said, I agree with Avery and Tim.
Okay. Anybody object to that approach? Mike, were you okay with the roll on this one?
let me see.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Let me see. Nick, who is... No, that's... You want to move
just,
on?
Which one are we back on now?
ICANN and IANA.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. The role, we haven't gotten to the recommendations where I have.
No. No, but you're okay. I thought since you brought up role and
roll.
The other one that you might have a... You're okay with role. Okay. We were
supposed
to cover that on a previous meeting, but it's an important part of our task as a working group. So,
as I said, I do have an objection to the role because it goes more towards the legal basis. Unlike the Nick, Dub, and Who Is, where there is long established precedent within the community, the IANA and ICANN appear to, for lack of a better term, just, you know, be taken out of thin air, particularly when you look at some of the other.
But let's be clear on what I'm asking whether the role
sure.
is the statement of role in the report okay the way it says? I'm not asking you to...
If I agree with it.
Whether you agree with it, is it an accurate reflection of what we believe the role is and the way it's functioned in the past?
Based upon representations made by ICANN staff, I would agree with that role.
Okay, very good. Let's jump. By the way, welcome, John Nevitt. I see you've joined. You probably joined quite a while ago, but I haven't...
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt, but thanks, John.
Yeah, okay. It's okay, by the way, people to interrupt when you jump in. It's probably better people know than not, and I understand the awkwardness, but it's probably just a good thing to let us know. But I'll try to periodically look at my conference report here so that I can save you from that awkwardness. Okay, so now there's a straw recommendations table for ICANN and IANA names. The first one, and by the way, Tim, a general editing thing on these reports, they of course won't be straw recommendations in any of the reports in the versions that we finalize in the next couple of days. They
right.
Be recommendations. You understand that? Right?
Done.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have then for the top, Tim. The recommendation is that ICANN and IANA reserve names should continue to be reserved, pending a decision of the GNSO to vary the status.
Yes.
And I think that there's some debate in that regard. So let's open. This is for ASCII. Okay. ASCII top level is where we're at. Let's open the discussion and be as brief as you can, okay? That will certainly help us.
I guess I'll go, and keeping it as brief as possible, ICANN has provided no evidence of confusion regarding use of these strings in the legacy GTLDs. They've provided no documentation on why they need to continue to be reserved. The reservation of these names constitutes sui generis protection by ICANN, which denies trademark owners that have trademarks in these strings the use of that string in the domain name system, and it's just not smart.
Okay. Anybody?
Yeah, this is Robert. Can I comment?
Yes, Robert, go ahead.
Mine's even briefer. I think that while the discussion is open on whether it's appropriate or not, it shouldn't be a yes. It should be more work required.
Okay.
And so therefore, a no until more work. You know.
Okay. All right.
No, they should not be reserved?
No. I think what let me take a stab at it, Aubrey, but you jump in if I get it wrong. I think what Aubrey's suggesting is that the recommendation here, instead of saying that they should continue to be reserved, is we should recommend more work on this one.
Exactly.
I got it, see? All right. And that's not it. By the way, you're going to see that that's kind of my approach today rather than having a lot of debate. If we're not quite sure, I think it's probably better to go do exactly what Aubrey's recommending. And that's not bad, people. It was expected when the statement of work was drafted and when the council approved it, that there would be cases that required additional work. Now, this may be one that possibly could be worked enough in the 30-day period if the council extends our time to work that out. So is there anybody that's opposed to Aubrey's suggestion on this one?
Well, all I can say is that I've received clear indication that from ICANN staff that they would prefer to keep this reserved, and that I don't think that this is particularly a useful discussion, a useful expenditure of our time to dispute it. But that's
and you've documented ICANN's position in the report.
I have,
and so that's good. If nobody's opposed to recommending a follow-on work on this, then I think, and let me ask it a different way. Are there people that strongly support Tim's straw recommendation here? Because if there's a significant portion of the group that really support that, then we could approach it with a minority statement in here instead of this. So to be fair, I should open it up. Are there those of you who strongly support Tim's recommendation over recommending more work?
Don't all speak at once.
Tim, you didn't do your politics here and drum up support. That,
well, he does have ICANN support. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. Well, and he's being paid by ICANN, so that's probably a smart thing to do.
Yes, I have my client support, which is the only one I'm concerned with in this regard.
All right. Of course, I was being facetious on that. So,
Chuck, let me answer this question. In an effort to sort of, if you will, close the book on this one and sort of move forward, would it be possible, in if you will, as Avery said, potentially recommending more work, if in fact I could just provide, if you will, a brief summary of some of the legal concerns that I have previously raised to, if you will, just append that to this so that the council is at least aware of some of the legal considerations, because right now the representations by ICANN staff are the only ones that are included in this report, and it might potentially be, if you will, one-sided.
I think that would be very good, and it feeds right into what I was going to say. Anytime we make recommendations for more work, we should at least provide some guidelines of what the work should entail. And so I think that fits in that category, and if you could provide that to Tim so it can be included, and I think it should be included in this section after the table with regard to, and it either can be done with asterisk below or something in your commentary, and any suggestions for what the follow-on work would be very helpful for the council when we have to decide, you know, whether to proceed with further work on that.
And that's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, part of what I had alluded to in some of my previous correspondence to the list is that ICANN, I think, should at least reach out to some of these organizations and ask them, do they, in fact, want this reservation to be continued to be, if you will, maintained? Have they had any, if you will, slighted instances of confusion with the legacy GTLD?
Okay.
So that's what I would be calling for.
Now, you need to understand, Tim has a deadline of finishing this report by tomorrow. What did I say? Close of business, or did I say at midday on that? But if you could get it
midday. My concern, of course, is that this thing doesn't turn into the Pelage document carrying on his jihad with ICANN.
It needs to be brief, but it needs to be clear too.
I would sort of object to a jihad with ICANN. All I want ICANN to do is follow its bylaws and not create sui generis protection. I don't consider that jihad.
Okay, Aubrey.
I don't, because I had mentioned that it went more work, I didn't get into reasons why I would think it needed more work. It isn't only, you know, Mike's legal reasons. I look at these things and see them as falling into the same category as many things else, where the comment period and objections made during the comment period should be adequate. So if it is IRTF that wants to apply for .IRTF, well, it goes through normal. If it's somebody else and IRTF says, wait a second, that's ours, you can't do that, so the comment period is adequate and that they don't need special protection.
So
I would have a different, in other words, you know, I'm saying they need more work,
yeah,
but I have a completely different set of reasons, and I don't believe that, I don't know whether someone wants to accuse Mike of jihad. I certainly don't have a jihad.
Okay, so...
Hold on a second, Tim. Aubrey, would you document your
sure,
issues
I can send
there
a
as well and send them to Tim by as early, you know, before midday tomorrow?
Of course.
Thank
well,
you very much. Now, Tim, jump in.
All right, so... what are we now left with recommendations? Recommendations that more work needs to be done on this?
We'll go through each one of the rows on the recommendations, but let's make sure that we understand for top-level ASCII, more work is being recommended, and there's going to be some comments below the table that will talk about the issues that need to be considered.
So that's just that is the sum of the recommendation?
For the first one, yes.
Now
that may slow down, but let's take those one at a time, okay?
Okay. So that's more recommended. So we're not letting this up for the GNSO to vary the status. Okay.
The GNSO can, you know, decide to the council could decide to change the status. I don't think we're limiting that in any way. We're just saying for right now the recommendation is this one needs some more work. And there's some discussion below that gives at least a couple arguments as to why more work is needed and what might be considered.
And that'll be under consultation with experts?
We don't necessarily have to say that. In fact, I think it's going to be hard for us to get down to that level of detail in the short time that we have. It would be ideal to give as much direction as possible for the additional work. I just don't think we have time, nor do we have time in this meeting. Okay? Is that clear on the first one, Tim?
More work is recommended.
That's correct. And please see below for some discussion of that work or what that work could entail. I'll help you individually if I can in terms that you can bounce your wording off of me if you like before we finalize it and so forth. And then ultimately then all of these modifications to the recommendations are going to be sent to the full list so in highlighted form in the report so that everybody has a chance to look at them. Okay?
Yep.
Now, IDN, you're recommending no more work with the except of example.
Yes.
Now, and so let me just look. So it's for, it's very similar then to the recommendation that we did for www and NIC, except for example, which is consistent with our expert consultation. Now, what work would be we recommending? What additional work would we be recommending for this, for example?
It was suggested that this word might benefit from being reserved in ACE encoding with what I got out of the...
So if we're recommending, what would be, I mean, do we want to just, I mean, should we just recommend that the word example be reserved IDN versions, in the Unicode versions? As well?
The advice we got is that the single word example was capable of being used in translated form in many languages. What that translates to technologically in technospeak, I don't know, but that's what we got out of our advice.
Right. Well, I think it's true of most words that they could be translated or transliterated and so forth into scripts in IDN. So, I think our thing here, if we're recommending more work, we could recommend something like that the whether or not the Unicode versions should be reserved in addition to the ASCII version example, we would defer to the IDN working group. I mean, that would be... If we're going to recommend more work, who's going to do that work? What I don't think it's something that this group necessarily would be able to do.
I quite agree. So what would you like it to say?
Well, and by the way, this is open for everybody to jump in. But I'm just off the top of my head, and this is the first time I thought of this. We could say that we recommend that consider that the IDN working group. Be consulted with regard to whether it would be a good idea to reserve the IDN versions of the word example at the top level.
We recommend that the IDN working group, say again, we recommend that the IDN working group
be consulted with regard to whether or not the term example should be reserved in IDN or Unicode. I guess we should use the standard terminology in corresponding Unicode versions of the Unicode, right?
Okay.
Of the term example. Whatever. You can clean up the language. You don't need to get that perfect here.
Okay.
Now, is anybody opposed to that approach? Does anybody have an alternative approach that you would suggest there?
I don't understand it.
Okay. Let me see if
and
I
maybe
can...
I'm the only one.
In our, you recall in our consultation that Gary and Rom basically pointed out that all the other names in this in the IANA and ICANN category are basically abbreviations, acronyms, et cetera.
Yeah.
So you start translating or even transliterating those, you get into a huge, difficult
mess. I think I understand the issue. I don't understand the recommendation.
Oh, okay.
What would you, what language would you prefer?
So they made one exception. Okay, you understand that, the word example.
Right, okay. The word example, not a translation of example. So not dugma in Hebrew.
Does that mean example?
Exactly, yeah, sorry.
So it would be that.
So it would be, we would allow dugma in Hebrew script.
Would recommend to the working group that they examine this question.
Okay. Now I understand, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Whether or not dugma should be reserved, as well as in other scripts, right? Does that make sense? Sorry about that.
I understood until you said as well as in other scripts.
Yeah, in other words...
The translation of dugma into some other language in its appropriate script.
Right.
Right, okay, cool. I understand.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't make sense.
Right now it reads... In the case of example, we recommend the IDN working group be consulted with regard to whether the term example be reserved in corresponding versions of Unicode.
Is that okay? Aubrey, does that
make
sense?
I understand it now. Thanks.
Okay, good. All right. Now, I think we've covered all of the ASCII ones, right, Tim?
We had no, we haven't. We haven't gone down a second level and third. But I guess it's the same as more work is recommended for each of the.
I believe so. Aubrey and Mike, isn't that true?
I would agree.
And Aubrey?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think you have the same thing for IDN at the second and third level. Is that a correct assumption on my part or conclusion?
At the second level, the IDN recommendation is the same as for the top. As for the third level, we had same as for top level as appropriate to the registry model.
Yeah, right, which basically, and you may want to say for registries that register names at the third level rather than saying as appropriate, okay? That is more specific. It says the same thing in our minds, but to a new reader, it would be less clear. It would be more clear.
For registries that register at the third level.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions on this? Or comments? Anybody not in agreement with the recommendations as they've been drafted? Again, Tim will
I wish to say that I think this is a... I do not think that further work of any kind is going to change ICANN's view on this or IANA's view on this, and I think it's a needless fight which is not going to go anywhere, and that's what I have to say about it.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Let me get in the queue, Chuck.
No, I'm not going to let anybody get in the queue on this.
No, Tim. Chuck.
We don't have time, Mike.
Chuck. You cannot let someone who's supposed to be working to support this group make a position that is deferring to ICANN's statement on the record. That totally compromises the integrity of this process. Sorry, unacceptable, Chuck. Unacceptable.
Mike, I'm not deferring to anything. I'm just saying let's move on.
He had the last
topic.
Word.
I'm not worried about the last word. Obviously, the ICANN board will ultimately decide what they want to do. But we're putting forward some recommendations as a working group. Tim, as a member of the group, I don't care if he disagrees with what the working group wants to do, ultimately. I do want his input, though.
Is it his input or ICANN's input? Because clearly he said his client is ICANN.
Yeah,
that's what he said
well,
on the record. That's not my words. They're his words.
Yeah.
Mike, I will await your comments, and I will put them in faithfully and represent the view of the group.
Okay, all right. Again, guys, we have a bunch more to cover, and so let's be constructive here and use our time wisely because we're already behind schedule on covering all of the things we need to cover. Okay, I think we know we have with the – and by the way, Tim.
Yes.
you're welcome. I don't have any, although, let's see, as a consultant to the group, I guess that wouldn't really work, would it, to allow you to write a minority opinion?
No, I'm not. No, it's fine. The group's will prevails, and that's the only point, is to represent it faithfully.
Okay,
I
all
just
right. Very,
said
very
my
good.
Piece. That's all
I right, now let's go to other names reserved at the second level. And we don't have anybody from that working group on here. Carolyn was on. Tamara was on earlier. Caroline is biking around somewhere, and so we're going to get to do this work for them. If you would find that report, which I'm trying to do right now. Here we go. All right. So now there's three categories here. We're probably going to make this one fairly simple unless people object. The first category of names for other names at the second level is the GTLD strings, okay, .arrow, ARPA, et cetera. Now, this particular one obviously is not applicable at the top level, so it's real easy to fill in the table at the top level. And by the way, this is a report that will need to be, at least in Category A, will need to be put in the table format, Tim. I don't think that'll be too hard for the first one. And on this one, the recommendations, they gave us three alternatives, okay? And this is the one I think that Tamara said that they were united in giving us three alternatives. Obviously, they didn't agree on one.
Excuse me, Chuck. I hope I'm looking at the right one. Is this a version of the 5th of March, 2007?
It says the meeting on the 13th, which is obviously wrong. But the title of the report says Summary Report on Other Names Reserved at the Second Level, Meeting 13th March 2007.
Okay, I just got it.
It's the one that Carolyn sent, I don't know if it was earlier today or yesterday.
I'll get it. Thank you.
Okay. And the straw recommendations are, the first one was the provision be retained in order to avoid consumer confusion. The second one is the reservation requirement is overly restrictive and seems to create an unfair advantage for some existing registries over new registries. Thus, the reservation requirement should be removed. The third one is the reservation requirement should be retained unless the two registries in question come to agreement between themselves to release the names. The subgroup recommends that the reservation requirement be removed since there is unequal treatment amongst registries as regards the restriction requirement. Now, that's a little bit confusing to me because did they reach consensus on that recommendation? I don't know. If you look at the feedback, and there's a little bit more added from a few registries, there's a mix from registries in terms of their opinion on this one. So even registries aren't in agreement on this one. My inclination on this one, but I'm throwing this out to the group, I'm trying to keep this thing moving without taking too much control, so don't let me go beyond what I should go. But my inclination on this one is that this one probably needs more work. But does anybody feel differently about this category? Remember, they've got three categories within their report. Nobody disagrees with that. Does anybody favor one of these alternatives over the others?
So we're on number three?
What do you mean by number three?
Well, I'm reading.
Their report is divided into sections A,
yes.
B, and C. A is GTLD strings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we're in section three of A, which is straw recommendations.
What do you think, Chuck? I mean, what's your opinion?
I just told you what I think. I think we need probably this one's going to need a little more work. They obviously put three alternatives on, not one. So they even had trouble, I think, defining. And when you look at the feedback they got from registries, including VeriSign,
mm-hmm.
okay, it was mixed. You know, .biz and VeriSign, Neustar and VeriSign both said, yeah, we think that, well, the VeriSign view, when I checked with the business unit, they said, well, for sponsored, it's a little different category than for unsponsored. We felt like for unsponsored, the requirement could go away. But for sponsored, it might still have some value there. And if you look at some of the sponsored people who responded, you know, they did tend to want to keep the requirements. So But there's nothing conclusive in what was found. That's why I was saying that my feeling is that probably at this point, because we have to finalize this thing, is to recommend more work on this particular category.
Thanks. That was helpful, Chuck.
And does anybody recommend a different approach? Okay, Tim, I'm going to need your help on communicating with them. And unfortunately, I don't think we can wait for them to get this finalized in the short time frame we have. Caroline's on the road on her bike all this week. Michael's not coming back from vacation until tomorrow, and Tamara sounded like she was pretty busy too.
Well, I'm available to help. I just want to say that as far as I've gone through my files, gone through everything, and all I can find is a version of it's called 7th March 2007. So
yeah, that's the only one I can find too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Caroline not. Hold on a second. Bear with me, folks. I may need to send it. I thought I sent it this morning.
Yeah, you sent it this morning because I'm looking at second level for 13th March submission. It came under your...
Yeah, okay. I was looking for Caroline.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
Chuck sent it.
I'm sorry. Thanks for raising that, though, Tim and Aubrey both. That's right. She didn't send it to the whole working group. So I responded to them with some comments and told them I was going to send it to the group. And then I did that with a qualifying statement that I don't even think they're in agreement on everything here. It was helpful that Tamara was able to give us some input earlier in this call. But so I did send it, Tim. So
I got it now. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
So what would you – sorry, just to be because this homework is going to fall to me, what would you like me to do in relation to that, Chuck?
Okay. In for the straw recommendations for Section A.
Yeah.
They need to be put in the table format.
Yeah.
For the top level, both ASCII and IDN, the recommendations, it's going to be not applicable.
Sorry, for top, say that again.
For top level,
yeah.
ASCII and IDN.
Yeah, not
NA,
relevant.
It's NA.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, nobody can have those names.
Yes.
Okay? They're already taken.
Yes.
At the top level.
Yes.
All right. Now, for the second level and the third level for registries that this one is, this category is specifically at the second level, so I think that third level, and correct me if somebody thinks my reasoning is wrong here, at the third level I think it's NA as well, because that's being covered, and we may want to say this, it's being covered by our little subgroup that's working on third level reservations.
Yes.
Okay, but I would state that specifically.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so really all you have then on this one, Tim, is at the second level for ASCII, we're recommending more work.
Uh-huh.
And for the IDN version, we will recommend more work as well, but we should qualify it with some of the language that we had for the ICANN, IANA names. And www names, right? Because if it's decided to, I mean, the principle of, if for abbreviations and acronyms, it obviously doesn't work. I think we're pretty clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
Any terms that are reserved that are actually not abbreviations or acronyms, then I think we would need some input from the IDN working group.
Terms reserved which are not acronyms, we need advice.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Does that make sense to everybody? Keep in mind, this report's coming from all of us. Okay. All right. Now, going on then to the second category, which is registry-specific names. This is the one where they really didn't even reach agreement on anything, even the alternative recommendations, apparently. This one, Tim, the table format, I don't think works.
Okay?
So don't worry about the table in this one.
Mm-hmm.
A general recommendation for IDNs is needed. Again, there does need to be similar language, I think, with regard to IDNs and consulting with the IDN working group. And I
add to the ASCII, what would you propose?
More work.
Okay, ASCII is more work. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can go anywhere else. I mean, even the work, even the subgroup wasn't able to come to agreement here.
Right.
So I think this is clearly more work. With regard to guidance for more work, maybe the simplest thing to do is to refer it, and this can apply to Section A above too,
mm-hmm.
They can refer to the subgroup's report for guidance in that regard.
Who can? I'm sorry, who can report?
Okay, after the any table that we have where we recommend more work,
mm-hmm.
we should provide some guidance as to what that work might entail,
mm-hmm.
what it needs to discuss or whatever. What I'm suggesting in both this case and the one we just finished, A, Category A, that for guidance with regard to additional work, please refer to the report by the subgroup that will be attached to
okay.
part of our
yeah.
report.
All right. Got it.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, any problems with that direction? Okay. Going to Category C, other names reserved at the second level. Now, I got mixed messages from Tamara when she talked in this. She seemed to be, from their report, it looked like they had a pretty solid recommendation for this category. And yet she seemed to be going a little different direction. So I'm not sure, but if you have that, please look at that. And if anybody wants me to read it, it's like three paragraphs or something. But it looked like there's a pretty solid recommendation there. They recommended no further work. They talk about, you know, one size doesn't fit all. They talk about, they give they say the presented approach to these names could include any proposed, and the first step would be any proposed procedure for opposing the reserve names. For example, they use .mobi's premium name application process for trademark holders, which is administered by WIPO. So that needs to be made into a sentence, I guess. In other words, when an applicant is applying for a new TLD, they should propose a procedure for reserving names like this. There should be an overview as to why the various groups of names are being reserved. That was what I think Tamara was suggesting, that, you know, some explanation as to why they want to reserve those. That any outer time limit as to how long the time lanes will be reserved should be communicated in the applicant's proposal. And an allocation plan should be in there. I think what they're recommending, and correct me if somebody reads it differently, is that when a new TLD presents a proposal, an application to ICANN for that new TLD, they should identify any names they want to reserve for their use in their business model. They should provide an overview why they want to do that, an outer time limit, maybe a not-to-exceed, I don't know whether we need that or not, but a not-to-exceed time limit as to how long they will be reserved until they will be allocated, and then how they plan to allocate them is what they're recommending. And they then go on in the next paragraph to talk about there should be some flexibility and so forth, and it says future unsponsored TLDs should be afforded the opportunity to suggest reserved names. Now, this doesn't seem like a bad recommendation to me, but let's throw it open to discussion. Anybody see any problems with this? Another approach we could take, and I'm not advocating one way or another, is just that this particular category is out of scope, and we don't need to make any recommendations.
Chuck, that's what I've articulated in the past, so I would support that.
Okay.
But no need for recommendations in relation to Category C at all?
Yeah, but you don't capture that yet. Let's discuss it as a working group, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
What do others think on this?
I'd probably go along with that. This is Aubrey.
I'm sorry.
This is Aubrey. I would probably go along with the...
What Mike said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is Greg Shatton. I would tend to disagree with that.
Okay, and give us a little background on why.
Well, I think that these do function, at least as de facto, reserve names and need to be dealt with as such.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, I think that why do they function as de facto reserve names, or why should they be dealt with if they are functioning as reserve names? I think if they are functioning as reserve names, they're in scope.
Well,
and the reason they're functioning as reserve names is that they could be off limits for so long as to be functionally reserve names. For instance, .mobi has, you know, well over 2,000 premium names. They so far released fewer than 10. I'm going to be dead, and my children's children will be dead before the last ones are released if they go at that pace.
And
so,
do you think that they have an obligation to release them in their business model that they propose?
Well, I think that if they are becoming reserve names, and then if they don't necessarily, I'm not sure that they necessarily have an obligation to release them, but if they aren't going to release them at all, then they need to be dealt with as reserve names, and therefore they're within scope.
Okay, and I think they did present in their proposal that was ultimately approved and had public comment on this particular approach. You think that more than that is needed?
Well, I haven't read their approach, and I'm not sure what they say they are going to, how they say they're going to allocate them over what period of time and how they're going to ultimately exhaust the list.
But you, as a community member, were provided opportunity to comment on the application that they submitted for their GTLD, and before anything was ever finalized with ICANN, you know, public comments were taken and so forth. So are you suggesting that more is needed than that?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, when you look specifically, one of the big problems with what was put out for public comment, or really with what wasn't, is that there was no list of premium names that was put out during the comment period. The premium names list was not out until well after the launch, the initial launch, as a matter of fact. And there was no sense of whether there were going to be 50, 500, or 2,500 names that were going to be put into that category. So I think that was, in terms of review and comment, that was a missing link in that particular issue.
Chuck,
can I comment?
I heard, who was that? Was that
Avery could go and then Paliz.
Okay, Avery and then Mike.
Okay, yeah. I'm not arguing that names like this, premium names, might not be a category that the GNSO shouldn't discuss or that the new GTLD shouldn't discuss. I'm arguing that the reserve name category is not the appropriate category for discussing them, that it's, you know, it's a wrench and hammer situation, that they are not reserved names by any of the definitions that I've seen of reserve names. They are yet another type of entity. Now, I'm certainly not against that issue of premium names set aside, to use a word other than reserved, by a registry isn't a viable or reasonable topic. I just don't think it's a reserved names topic.
And in fact, sorry, Mike, I'll get to you in a second. But in fact, these particular reserve names are not in the reserve names appendices. And our statement of work definitely refers to those reserve names in appendices. Okay, Mike.
Thank you. And again, I think Avery articulated my concerns, if you will, the wrench and the hammer scenario. That being said, I do think the comments of Greg do deserve, you know, are important to take into consideration, because the actual list and the mechanisms to provide trademark protection to someone who might have found themselves on that list, if you were disclosed after the execution of the contract. So, and Greg, this is something I discussed with Tamara as well. With regard to a registry that would provide such a service as this, which I think they do have the rights to do, If, in fact, they do it, I do think there needs to be safeguards to protect the rights of others. So, again, it is possible that some of the protections and disclosures that you're looking for may, in fact, be in another group, either the protecting the rights of others or another group that still has some work to be done. So I do agree with your points from a, if you will, an open and transparency and accountability standpoint. But, again, I go back to Avery's comments that I think that your specific concerns are outside the narrow focus of this group.
And I guess that's where I'm struggling a little bit, Greg. If your concern is rights of others with regard to whatever names they are, that particular issue is covered by other things besides reserved names. It doesn't matter whether they're reserved names or not. There are other provisions in registry agreements to deal with the rights of others, and, of course, the PRO working group is working on that with regard to this in for new TLDs and so forth. So whether or not a registry reserves names or not doesn't seem like that is a meaningful issue with regard to, for example, IP protection. They would still come under, reserve names would still be dealt with regard to any mechanisms that are in place like UDRP for intellectual property rights as it is. So I guess that's, my questions probably weren't very clear as to why I was wondering why you thought that needed to happen, because I think those, the kind of concerns that I think you have, if it's intellectual property, for example, are dealt with via other mechanisms, whether they're reserve names or not.
Well, I think there are two different types of concern that I have here. Concern one is around how these names are allocated, and I think that is a protecting rights of others issue. I think the issue of whether these names are, for all intents and purposes, taken out of commission and thus reserved names is not a protecting rights of others issue, but is instead an issue of allowing a reserved names class to be created within this other somewhat nebulous framework. Let me make a suggestion, which perhaps is that this, rather than this, that this debate be used to decide whether or not this part of the of this report gets deleted, that this debate be encapsulated in a introduction to this section of the report.
Well, let me make a different suggestion, and I think it's clear to me that this particular category needs more work. And so I think our recommendation at this point, Tim, I think we need to include what's in there right now. Greg, if you want to provide him some text that he can add as well, a different, then I think that's okay. But I think that we're at a point now where this obviously is going to need more work.
Yes, I would certainly agree with that.
The text that is provided in the report now, Tim,
yes,
could be left there, but I would precede it with a clear recommendation that more work is needed, some discussion from the subgroup report is provided below, and you can just refer to the report itself for discussion on this topic, and you can also, if Greg wants to submit a statement, include what his concerns are, and that can be included as well. But Greg, he needs that by no later than noon Eastern time tomorrow.
Okay, I just might provide a sentence or two.
That's fine.
That's all I really. I, in spite of whatever else has been said, I think it's just the concern that if we agree that these aren't reserved names, then they need to be. There needs to be a process by which they actually do circulate.
Okay. So now we've got, Tim, are you okay on that one? Again, you don't need the table format for this one. It doesn't really fit. We really can't talk about IDNs until we really know what we're doing at all on it.
Yeah. No, I've got my notes here, and we'll see whether something can be pieced together, but I've got them here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's move on in our agenda, and let me pull my, get my, I timed out here on, I just need to open up my window here. Okay, now, let me find my agenda that I have stacked with all of these reports. Okay, there we go. All right, now, let's see, that was other names. Now we come to controversial names.
Oh, controversial, controversial.
Well, that would be easy.
And I think I have a what's looking like a very good report, people, but let's jump over to the recommendations. I got a bunch of blank pages that printed out off my printer.
this is Aubrey. I assume I'm the one speaking for this. Do we want to jump beyond the bracketed paragraph for now in 1-1?
I wanted to jump straight to the recommendation.
Okay, fine, yeah. So that means we jump by the bracketed paragraph of what we do or do not quote from GAC, which is fine for us to resolve that at a later time.
Yeah, we should talk about that today, but let's jump right to the recommendation.
Okay, so I don't know if people have it in front of them. I can read it. We did come to an agreement between the two languages as the group had encouraged us to do. I can read that. If people don't have it, should I read it? Somebody tell me what
it is. It's pretty lengthy, so unless somebody specifically requests that, I would say no.
I can give perhaps a quick discussion.
That would be
it.
Great.
Okay. Number one proposes that there is a category called controversial names for use, that we've given a definition of controversial names, which is it qualifies as a TLD under the PREVEN criteria. It's not in any of the other categories, and it's disputed for reasons other than reasons that fall under other categories or the legal rights of others reasons. Okay, so we propose the category that there is, in the event that there is a dispute, that these things go into what's being called the slow path, we're actually recommending further that there be an external review process. Now, dispute is by either one of the supporting organizations or it's by formal statement of one of the advisory committees. Any one of the advisory committees, not getting specific about it, but it, of course, it included GAC. That the dispute process should be of a limited time and that it should be a predefined external process, and as such, it doesn't say it here, perhaps should, that it should be a proper ICANN process that's transparent, that's open, that's objective, and all those, you know, apple pie words. That, of course, any registry is subject to its national laws, and insofar as there may be an international law process that makes a registry of a different nationality subject to some national law, that they're subject to that, but that's sort of external to the ICANN process. It recommends that more work needs to be done in regard to the dispute resolution process, and as we're pointing to a yet-to-be-determined dispute resolution process, that minimizing the ability for that process to be abused, for that process to become infinite in time, et cetera. And that's pretty much the recommendation.
Okay. Questions?
I just, having just looked at this, there's a lot to digest in the 2A and 2B. I just look at some of the treaties, regarding the extraterritorial effect of national laws and stuff like that. I just have a lot of concern with how this potentially could be abused, for lack of a better term.
And notice 3, where they do say that particular issue.
Yeah, no. I understand that, and I guess this controversial names, though, unfortunately become, does that somehow become anything involving public policy, which I think we've seen that in the most recent round.
Well, yeah.
That's that's my concern there, that controversial in names where if you wanted to take a dirty word or, you know, hate, Nazi, something like that, you know, I just see controversial as being this event horizon to the public policy black hole in which nothing gets done. And that's why I just have a lot of reservations about about this.
Okay.
And
Arbor, you want to respond to that?
Yeah. I mean, I certainly agree with it. My starting position was indeed no way should these names be excluded. However, I mean, the reality of the situation is that if there's strong protests against it, it will be stopped, whether one has a process for doing it or whether one has to game the entire system to do it, as we've seen with XXX. So the reality of it is we have to have some sort of dispute resolution process. Now, I do not believe, and I think this is one position I've been arguing, that ICANN is in the position to do the adjudication on these things. By and large, it should be done in the national court, in the international legal processes that may or may not exist to handle such situations. The compromise between, yeah, but do we just accept them and then throw them all into the courts, or do we have some kind of process that where someone, and not one country and not one company and, you know, not one security expert, but the whole committee as a large says, hey, we've got an issue with this. So already there's a certain threshold that says the committee itself has to be able to reach consensus that this is something they want to raise a challenge to. And then, and this is what's still open, then there is an external review process. This is not an ICANN process, but a finite term limited, kind of like, similar but external to the new services type thing, where there is a finite way to go and get a call on something. That call can then still be challenged in courts later, that we have to have a way to deal with these so that we don't end up with in the permanent morass of,
inaction.
You know, well, you didn't let me comment, you didn't let me challenge, you didn't let me process, so I'm going to use every possible way to stop this from going forward.
Okay, let me make a, if you don't mind, Mike, I want to...
Go ahead,
it seems real clear to me, and in fact, the recommendation is for more work. And rather than use the time now to, continue to debate the issue, it seems like, this is my personal impression, is that the group has done a really good job of trying to think through some things and so forth, clearly recommends more work, and that our continued discussion on this would be much better done in that following group, since we have very limited time and still have two categories to cover. Is anybody opposed to submitting the recommendations as is? Would you suggest any changes to the recommendations, realizing that they're essentially recommending more work, but they're providing some ideas that could be used in that work?
I guess, Chuck, I appreciate that more work needs to be done, and I'd be willing to go along with that, provided that the formal notice from an advisory committee or supporting organization, I would just ask, or my recommendation for consideration to the group would be that it has to be a consensus position of the advisory committee or supporting organization. As this is written now, it might be possible for a non-consensus group within that committee or supporting organization to potentially effectuate the hold status. To me, if we are going to allow someone to evoke this hold status, we need to provide some barrier or at least some hurdle higher than just one or two interested members. I would submit that it would need to be a consensus statement by the ICANN Advisory Committee or supporting organization. And if that was there, I think I could live with this, recognizing that more work needs to be done.
I just, on first glance or first hearing it, I kind of like that because, as most of you know, I've been concerned about the thing that is stated in number 3, that this could be gamed or abused just to cause delays. And Aubrey, very quickly, how do you feel about that change?
I'm totally comfortable with it. I have been sort of making an erroneous assumption that formal process was consensus. I think it's fine. Obviously, my two co-group members aren't on the call, so I have to confirm with them, but I'm certainly totally comfortable with it.
Please.
And we'll argue for it within the subgroup.
Good. And if you would do that and then let us know on the list, that would be great. Is anybody opposed, then, for the top level here with the recommendation as stated?
Oh.
With that modification that Mike just suggested.
Can I just make a clarification at Victoria McKevitty?
Sure.
I know that the word's actually in there, but in 2A, I think it's important we just highlight that this is an external, I think Avery's actually got the word, an external dispute resolution process that's being discussed. And I think she mentioned some wording, you know, we perhaps could sort of refer to transparency and openness and what have you. I don't know if that, people think that's necessary or not.
Yeah, Aubrey, you could make that clearer, right?
Okay,
I think you did state it elsewhere, but I think that's very helpful, Victoria.
Yeah, I will include some words in that section that the external process should be, and I don't see anyone on the subgroup objecting to that either. Of course, I'm speaking out of turn, but I don't think that would happen.
Okay, moving along here, I didn't hear any objections.
Mr. Chairman, do I have action in relation to this?
No. Aubrey's got the lead, and the subgroup does, so you're off the hook on this one until it's editing the final version, okay?
Right. And, and we'll make the deadline of whatever
tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow noon.
Tomorrow noon, yes. We will make that.
Thanks, okay. And at top-level IDN, they basically just say that these recommendations may apply equally well to IDNs at the top level, but more work needs to be done. I think that's clear. I don't know that we need to spend any time on that. But let's discuss the second level, and as second and third level are all kind of the same, that it's basically left up to the registry operators to deal with controversial names and comply with local laws, et cetera. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody have any problems with that approach on those second level, third level ASCII IDNs? Okay. Then I think we're in pretty good shape on a very tough category, so my compliments to the group in that regard.
Thanks, and I'll pass them on to the group.
Now, and thanks, appreciate that. Now we're to geographic and geopolitical names. Mike Pelage, Aubrey Doria, and John Nevitt, all three on the call for this one. So where are you guys at? I haven't seen anything.
Well, we circulated what we would call a near final draft this morning.
Among your subgroup, you mean?
Among the group. So
where are you at in recommendations?
We'll sort of have to. A lot of this is going to be dependent upon the action, or if you will, the inaction with the ICANN and IANA names, because that was one of the triggering events for the specific recommendations that we were looking at.
Okay, we're looking at more work there, and I'm sure we're looking at more work in your category.
Yeah, I mean, what we've also done, too, is to help with the what you would call more work scenario, is we actually have prepared a list of questions that we intend to submit to WIPO, to the GAC, to ICANN General Counsel. So in trying to provide a framework for that additional work, we've actually have come up with a set of questions to ferret out that additional necessary information. So that's where we're at. It's likely that more work may be necessary, although Aubrey and I actually did have a constructive dialogue today on one of the Alt-2 recommendations, but we've not yet been able to get any feedback from John. John, have you been able to read the document yet?
The document you sent around this morning?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
John said, okay.
Let's talk about a way forward here, because we're in the awkward position with this one where we haven't seen a written report except for the very original version that you sent, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get working group approval on it. We're obviously not going to be able to do that in this meeting. We don't have another meeting until Thursday, and it's too late to approve it then. So we're going to have to do it on the list. when can you guys provide the document to the list so that everybody can review it? And I'm thinking that we will try to get that taken care of on the list. Do you have one tomorrow?
Yeah. As I said at the beginning of the call, we were looking for a 12 to 24-hour turnaround. So
okay.
Tomorrow, first thing, yeah.
Okay. And then if you would distribute that to the list, I will, you know, encourage everybody on the list as well to chime in on the report so that we can try via the list to get approval. That may mean there'll probably be some questions. Although, since Avria is one of the best ones at asking questions and is on your group, that'll probably help.
Yeah, considering we're the two most talkative, at least on the last couple of calls, if we could reach consensus, that should be a good way of hopefully pushing.
Good. Okay. All right. So that's excellent. Again, it's not ideal, but we can at least, I think we can. Anybody have a problem with that approach?
Chuck, what's going to happen?
Okay. They're committing to sending, and this is going to be a little bit different in this one than some of the others, Tim, but they're committing to providing a full subgroup report to the list tomorrow. It's everyone's responsibility to review that and communicate any concerns they have, and in particular, any concerns you have with the recommendations, because we need to, as a group, agree on the recommendations. And, Tim, we're going to try and do that on the list rather than what we're doing in the meeting today because we don't have it in front of us.
Okay.
And I'll give you further direction as we see what happens on that.
Yeah.
This is going to be taking us probably right up into well into Wednesday to give people a chance to give some feedback and so forth. But we really need to go into Thursday with a very good idea that the report itself and the recommendations have the support of the full group. And that is not what I wanted happening going into the meeting on Thursday, but let's try and minimize the challenges of that as much as possible. And Tim, you're able, you know, once you see that, you can go ahead and do your general editing of it, even though some of it may not be final, because if we wait till too late, we won't be able to get a full draft report for the whole group to see before the meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't contain any radical surprises.
With Mike and Aubrey on there, how do you expect that?
I mean, whatever it says, you can expect it to say more work required.
Yeah,
know
right. That's right. Okay, John will keep him in line, right, John? No comment, huh? All right, let's go to names reserved at the third level. Again, we have not seen, we were hoping, and Greg was still, as he pointed out at the beginning of the call over the weekend, so was unable to all he really needs to do. I think this is an easy category. Greg, if you could just, you're not going to have any trouble getting the recommendations out early tomorrow or later today.
No, how about 15 seconds, but just didn't quite get it done.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then my proposal is that we handle this one the same way that we're handling geographic names, except it won't be quite as time-consuming because we've basically seen this report. We talked about it in our meeting either Wednesday or Thursday, I forget which one, and so it's a matter of just checking the changes that are being made to the recommendations, and we discussed those on one of those calls. Any questions on that? So again, please, there's two reports then that you need to look for that we're going to get final approval on the via email in the next 2 days, hopefully by tomorrow.
And I've just sent out the third level report now, so it should all be hitting your screens.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, that's real quick. Unfortunately, I have another meeting that I'm chairing in about 10 minutes, so I I'm not going to have much flexibility there, but let me get in my inbox here and just see if it hits. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'll watch for it. So let me go through the rest of the agenda, and if that shows up and you see it on your screen, please pull it up and look at the I think all we need to really look at is the recommendation sections, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we might be able to take care of that one in the next 10 minutes. So going on then. I'm sorry. We've got one more. I flipped the page here. We've still got single and two character labels. That's a very important one, although we spent a lot of time. We're not going to spend very much time on this one today because we spent a majority of our call the other day on this one. So do I have that? Was that one sent? Was a new version sent? I think it was. Did I not print it?
Chuck, this is Patrick. I sent a new version.
I just have to find it here, Patrick. I think I have it on screen. I probably forgot to print it, so let me find it on screen. It's not that one. This is why I printed some of them off, because I've got so many windows open that I can't find them very quickly when I try to do it on screen. Not that one. Okay. All right, this one. Ah, there we go. I got it. Okay, let's go very quickly on this one then. Patrick, are you the lead on this today? Again?
I guess so, that I'm the lead on it.
Okay, good. Let's skip down to the recommendations and see where we're at. Now, Mike, I did get a chance to look at this one this morning. Okay, and let me just give you a, first of all, the recommendations need to be summarized in table format. You understand that, right?
Is this me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and it can be a separate table for each of the five or six categories that you have. In fact, that's probably good. There needs to be IDN recommendations. Okay.
I think that the IDN recommendations are across the board more work.
Okay. But we
just have not had time to discuss them.
Yeah,
maybe someone else within the subgroup can speak to that, but my impression is not enough time, more work is needed, and we just haven't gotten to it.
And then, you know what I was thinking when I revert, by the way, again, I compliment you, this is a tough category, it involves a lot, so each of you I compliment for the dealing with a tough category and spending a lot of time on it. I'm wondering if in this one we want to make a general recommendation. This might not be one that fits in the table, but one that maybe precedes the table in this case, that it might be good to form a separate group for additional work to provide broader balance from the community. And what I'm getting at here is people have noted that the members of this little subgroup obviously have their own interests, and I personally don't have any problem with that because it provides good motivation for working on this, and Patrick certainly doesn't fit that category, but this may be an area where it might be better that instead of the possibility of the RN working group working on this one, that we recommend that a broader community group be formed. Now, please talk about that among your subgroup on that, see whether that makes any sense, but I throw that out. Now, I don't think we have time to go through every one of these. They're pretty similar, I think, to what they were when we talked, spent a lot of time the other day. Patrick, why don't you just quickly tell us what changes you have made? And it looks like they're highlighted, actually.
All the changes are in red line.
Yeah.
Under symbols, I tried to pick up the language that Aubrey raised about unless technology at some time
mm-hmm.
permits. And then clarify that the dot symbol is a separator. That probably should not be in the recommendation, but put up more in the background.
Right.
Just hadn't had a chance to.
Yeah, that's okay.
Under single letter number TLDs, I put the recommendation that came from Mike and Aubrey, that it's an area for further work.
Okay.
And that's it. It's listed as all three.
Yep, I see it.
Under two-letter TLDs, I clarified in a bracket just to note for everyone that alt 2 was what was discussed as sort of the majority opinion, the last call.
Mm-hmm.
On 3.4, I added IDN in here just to make sure that I at least captured somewhere that IDNs require further work.
Yeah, and that'll show up when you put all these in table format because you'll have a separate row for IDNs.
Under 3.5, I clarified that it's single ASCII letters and numbers at the second level.
Mm-hmm.
And added, again, that it's underneath all four. I have the recommendation from Aubrey that also came from you and Marilyn and Edmund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this one? Understanding that we're recommending more work and we've got to have the table format, is anybody uncomfortable with the direction we're going on this one? I mean, so we're fairly comfortable that we have a report that we're behind as a group.
One more thing. I think, and from the last call, everyone was pretty much agreement on two letters and numbers at the second level, and the majority was in favor of Alt-2 under two-letter TLDs. So those two subcategories might be able to be included in the full report, and then the rest refer to further work.
Does anybody disagree with that? And let's be real clear, real quickly, which two were they in order of the report, Patrick?
Under 3.3.
Okay, that's two-letter TLDs.
Alt-2. This was the majority
from
the last call.
Gotcha. So in other words, two-letter TLDs would be reserved for CCTLDs.
And using the ISO list as the authoritative list.
Right. Okay.
And then 3.6, two letters and or numbers at the second level, and no changes to that one.
Yeah, and that's the one that uses the RSTEP process, right?
Well, existing registry agreements and or RSTEP.
Yeah, okay. Any problems with those two? Is that okay? They sound good to me, but I'm just one member. Okay, then if there's not, then let's assume that that's the case, Patrick, and you can, when you finish these off, you can accept that Alt-2 in the one case and the other recommendation, and it looks like we wouldn't recommend any further work on those, right?
Right.
Okay, very good. Now, running out of time, so let me quickly get my agenda in front of me. Thanks a lot for everybody on that group. Let's go then to the timeline. We've only got one meeting left. I've covered that already on the 15th. Okay? We've got to approve the final report that day so that any final edits can be made then and it can be delivered on the 16th. I've already gone over item 6 on the agenda, which is action items for our next call on the 15th. And is anybody not clear on the deadlines? Okay? So we need, I'll skip over mine because I think I'm clear on those and Tim's. For each of the reports except for the tag names, okay, which we finished, accept all the changes that we've already gone over, and that you only highlight changes made between now and the time you sent it to the report. Follow up on any actions that we have, and get them. Tim's going to be editing reports as well, and we'll do that. So I think our work's in front of us. Now, anybody that has a minority statement or any of the recommendations, we need you to submit that to the list not later than noon on Wednesday. Okay? And so we will any questions on that? And those will be incorporated in the recommendations section. Okay, Tim?
Yes.
Now, the last thing, then, we don't know whether there's going to be an RN working group in Lisbon. There's a chance that there will be. Some of you haven't responded to Glenn with regard to whether you're going to be in Lisbon. Please do so. That would be helpful. And if you haven't already done that. And then finally, with regard to if the council extends us for 30 days, be thinking about whether you're willing to continue to participate in the working group for another 30 days if the council so decides. I don't need that right now, but we'll talk about that in our meeting on Thursday. Any questions or comments?
Chuck, I'll need to have a call with you later today or tomorrow about the whole working report, but that's...
Okay, give me a couple hours, because I've got another meeting, a totally
Indeed.
Separate meeting
I understand.
That I'm sharing right now that I'm a little bit late calling into, so
yep.
That will be fine, Tim. All right, thanks, everybody. We made it in close to 2 hours, and I think we accomplished a lot. Please use the list if there's anything that comes to mind that we missed, and don't hesitate to give me a call if we need to talk. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, all. Bye-bye.